Yes, ma'am.
And most of the restaurants now, some Italians have the restaurants too. Now the seafoods, we've got a man called Winslow. He came from Balabashi. And he has got the best. He's got a place that you wouldn't give him a nickel for. He's got all the sayings on the post. It's the tackiest hole you ever saw. And you have to stand in line to get there. He says the best fried oyster you ever tasted.
What's the name of it?
Winslow's.
It's Winslow.
Winslow's.
I'm going to write that down.
Yeah, go back and get you some fried oysters.
Is it downtown?
Yeah. It's, you know where the bus turns into Dolphin Street? On this street?
Well, not exactly.
Go over to the next, go down this is the light, and go to the next light and go down. And you pass right by. The liquor store's on this corner, and the oyster factory's on this corner.
That's convenient.
Yeah.
Well, where do the wealthiest families live in town? Is there a particular section?
Used to be Government Street. But now, if there's so many new subdivisions, Spring Hill is really the social center. Spring Hill, Alabama. It's a post office.
Is that a suburb?
It really is Mobile. But now they have a post office and everything of their own. But the wealthiest people buy out there. And the wealthiest people are moving out. Now we've got Skyland, and it's out in the western section. And we've got a Skyland Country Club. And we've got Jackson Heights. They're new, kind of Tony class of people, you might say.
Yes, ma'am.
But we've got these big apartment houses all over town. And I wouldn't go in one of them for gifts.
Mm. What about most of the other people? Where do they live? I guess you might call them middle class.